Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting third. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting sixth. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lou Finney. Batting second. The second baseman, Stan Sperry. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Wayne Ambler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Buck Ross. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Buck Ross. And now, play ball. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry takes first base on ball four. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly bunts towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Larry moves to second. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sperry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Larry moves to third. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a pop-up towards short. Ambler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stan Sperry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Feller. Finney moves to third. Stan Sperry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sperry hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Finney scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Indians, 1, Athletics, 1. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley takes first base on ball 4. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Hemsley moves to second. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Hemsley moves to third. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler misplays the ball. That's an error on Ambler. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-0 in the game. Weatherly bunts towards the mound. Ross fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry moves to second. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Finney. Campbell reaches second base with a double. Larry scores. Weatherly moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-to-1, Indians. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Weatherly scores. One out. It's 3-to-1, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trosky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Campbell scores. It's 4-to-1, Indians. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hemsley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Finney. Hemsley reaches second base with a double. Trosky goes all the way around to score. It's 5-to-1. Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Keltner hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses pinch hits for Buck Ross. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moses for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Sperry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sperry is 0-for-1 in the game. Sperry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Smith now pitching. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-1 in the game. Feller takes first base on ball 4. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Larry strikes out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Ambler fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sperry misplays the ball. That's an error on Sperry. Weatherly moves to third. Campbell moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-1 in the game. Werber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hemsley takes first base on ball 4. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hemsley moves to second. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. Hale hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Feller hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Finney who is chasing the ball. Feller reaches third base with a triple. Hemsley scores. Keltner goes all the way around to score. It's 7-1, Indians. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Larry hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 0-for-1 in the game. Ambler strikes out. One out. Nels Potter pinch hits for Dave Smith. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stan Sperry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sperry is 0-for-2 in the game. Sperry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Williams now pitching. Ace Parker now playing shortstop. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Weatherly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Johnson. Weatherly reaches second base with a double. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with Williams covering, for the out. Weatherly moves to third. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Hayes to Werber. The throw back to home, and Weatherly is out at the plate. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Heath hits a line drive into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a line drive towards first. Trotsky reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chapman moves to second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-4, Indians. Ace Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trotsky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sperry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Trotsky moves to second. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Keltner takes first base on ball 4. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-3 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber throws to second for 1, and Sperry throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Trotsky scores. Hale moves to second. Two outs. It's 8-4, Indians. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Feller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Len Nelson pinch hits for Al Williams. Len Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Stan Sperry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sperry is 0-for-3 in the game. Sperry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Bud Thomas now pitching. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Larry hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Weatherly hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Campbell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Siebert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Chapman strikes out. 1 out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Siebert moves to second. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Werber strikes out. 2 outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hayes hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 4. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Heath hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Finney who is chasing the ball. Heath reaches third base with a triple. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Trosky hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sperry misplays the ball. That's an error on Sperry. Heath scores. Trosky moves to second. It's 9-4, Indians. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Hemsley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Trosky moves to third. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Keltner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Trotsky scores. Hemsley moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 10-4, Indians. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Parker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hemsley scores. Keltner moves to second. One out. It's 11-4, Indians. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Feller strikes out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Keltner. The throw from Hayes and he is out, Werber applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Mulehaus pinch hits for Ace Parker. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Wagner pinch hits for Bud Thomas. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner strikes out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Finney hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 11, and Philadelphia Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.